Joining us this morning to help our Monday go, we have Matt Douglas and Andy Bulbarge. Two names and voices, once we get them talking, that you'll be hearing a little bit more as they will be handling the afternoon duties here on WEOL 3 to 6 about 10 days from now as well. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning to you.
Thanks a lot. There you go. And that's a good
right.
one for that.
That's a wrap.
That's all. I need to just get them going here. Of course, you'll be on in the afternoon, so 7 a.m. is not a time you need to get your gears moving as well.
You'll be catching the people going home, a lot of people going home from work. So, Bull, tell us a little bit about what you might have in mind.
We've got a lot in mind. Let me just say that I hope that we have the opportunity to do a show here from this Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, I stepped in here and immediately I was hooked. And this is the greatest coffee. They've got fantastic donuts, as we just heard, the heart-shaped donuts. I mean, the cream-filled, and what a great location as well. So we hope that we're lucky enough to be able to do a remote here one day, because I tell you what, you get coffee in me at 7 a.m. That keeps me going till about noon. You get coffee in me at about 3 o'clock. I'll be going till probably 3 a.m. So depending on who I'm hanging out with later on that night, maybe you don't want to give me coffee at 3 p.m., but we'll have a blast. I mean, we're going to have a lot of fun. I know, you know, given our background, you know, we'll talk a lot about sports without question, but we also want to keep things local. We want to follow what's going on in the local communities in Lorain County and maybe to a certain degree on the outskirts as well. But, you know, we'll have a ton of fun talking about what happened the night before, what's going on during the day, and what might be happening tomorrow as well.
Well, of course, the people hearing Andy's voice, they might recognize him as the voice of the Lake Erie Crushers for many years doing that. It's kind of a different routine from calling a ball game to kind of talking to the audience, getting things out there, different information. You mentioned last night. Anybody here watch the Grammys? Anybody see these?
I was already warned about this. Yeah, I checked them out a little bit
last night.
Wait
a minute. You were already warned about this.
Well, of us were here a little earlier than others this morning, Bruce. But, Craig and I had a quick conversation about the Grammys. He mentioned you were probably going to bring it up. So he said I'd sort of be the Grammy guy.
Well, you got to know pop culture. You need to know what happened out here as well. All right. Well, I don't want to talk about the Grammys.
Right. You don't. I thought that was going to be your big thing today.
We will. I can talk about that later.
Well, the only thing I'd say is I got to catch the Metallica Lady Gaga performance. You see that?
Absolutely.
They wouldn't turn James Hatfield's mic on.
I was a little upset with that. I thought maybe Metallica was dropping a bunch of bombs or something.
You know, dropped a bomb last night. Adele dropped a bomb last night. Yeah.
Well, she did mistakenly.
She's more of a salty dame. She has those songs that are so such these long ballads, but then when you get her off talking, she's a typical Brit with her sense of humor as well. I didn't understand the Beyonce thing at all with her pregnant dancing and then a chair which levitated or leaned back. I wasn't quite understanding that. A lot of people loved it, but I couldn't figure it out.
It's art, right?
It is art. Well, that's why I thought Bruno Mars stole the show with Prince. That was really cool. I thought that was the best part of the night.
Right. I also thought it was interesting that no men were challenged to sing a Bee Gees song last night.
That's a good point.
The Bee Gees, they were doing a special, you know, Barry Gibb, surviving member of the Bee Gees in the audience there, and they bring some people up. There's apparently a special that'll be in the work as well for the 40th anniversary of Saturday Night Fever. But I thought it was very interesting. Demi Lovato, Tori Kelly, I think it was her name.
And
they just had women, because no guy is going to chance it to try to sing the high falsetto.
Yeah, I caught a little bit of that. It didn't dawn on me until you just said that there is not a single man up
there. I shouldn't say that. They did have the two guys from Little Big Town.
Oh, that's right. But that didn't really count because the women took the lead.
Well, exactly. Right. Sure. And those are sort of the guys that sort of sing back, you know, for that group as well. But I just thought it was very interesting. Either showing the range or the uniqueness of the Bee Gees that nobody was there to conquer that as well. I also did like the Group 21 Pilots winning group out of Columbus.
They were very unique in their wardrobe as well.
Well, they removed their pants before they accepted.
Hey, now, what are you talking about?
They took off their pants. They were sitting in the audience. They won a Grammy, and so both of them stood up, and they unbuckled their pants. Now, they had colorful boxer shorts underneath there as well, but they took off their pants, walked up on stage and accepted the awards, and then explained to the audience that a number of years ago, the two of them were sitting on their couch dressed pretty much like that, in their underpants watching the Grammys, and the one turns to the other and says, you know, if we ever get up there on the Grammys, we should accept the award just as we are right now.
Really?
Which
yes.
is with
this kind of thing did not happen back in the day when Andy Williams hosted the program.
Well, no. Well, actually, back in that day, they gave out awards. Grammys over the more recent years, they probably give out a total of maybe, I don't know, six awards during the entire broadcast.
I do like the way they like hit those quick ones, though. I remember seeing they'd be like, non-classical winner was this guy. Let's move on
to
music.
That's better than they go, in a show previously not, in an area previously not broadcast.
At a dinner.
Right. As well. Bull, did you get a chance to see any of that last night as well?
I saw bits and pieces. I tried to catch as much of it as I possibly could, but I mean, like you say, for the most part, there were just a few things that stood out to me. But we already discussed all those. It was interesting just to kind of see how everyone presents themselves at these awards. I think it's fascinating when you sit there and you watch, not necessarily just the get-up the people put on to go to these awards, but I think it's interesting to see how everybody presents themselves at these things as well.
Well, there's a lot of people where you get a chance to see them a little bit, who they sort of really are sometimes as well. Some of the outfits, though, kind of different, I guess, for the most part. And we all knew, find out who Sturgill Simpson is.
Yeah,
that,
I had no idea. I'm a big country music fan,
yes,
too.
Well, he's all alternative country, as they say. And as James Corden said at the beginning, he goes, Google is going to, right now everybody's Google is going to crash because everyone's going to try to, who the heck is Sturgill Simpson? Is how he opened part of the show.
You got a nice nod from Dwight Yoakam there at the beginning, though. So I think that helps. Dwight Yoakam comes out, says, hey, Sturgill Simpson's a good friend of mine. I always think that adds a little.
Right. You excited for Indians baseball to get going? I know you're a baseball fan, and they said the pitchers and catchers are going to be reporting. And we're about 2 weeks away from our Wahoo Week coverage, and so you guys will be on the air during that as well. Anything exciting to see this year with the Tribe?
Yeah, I mean, boy, the bar's been set pretty high, not only because of the way things ended last year, but because of all they did in the offseason as well. I mean, you name any kind of weakness they may have had, and it seems like they addressed that in the offseason. I think you can't help but be excited about the addition of Encarnacion, given the numbers he's produced over the last 5 years. I mean, you plug him right in the middle of the order, and you add Michael Brantley back into the mix. There's the middle of your order right there. I mean, put those guys behind Francisco Lindor. What's not to get excited about? They're pretty deep. I mean, they added Boone Logan about a week or so ago. I mean, that might be the most underrated signing of the entire offseason because people are going to give all the attention in the world to Encarnacion for all the obvious reasons. But if you take a look at Boone Logan's numbers against left-handed hitters, wow. Yeah. I mean, and you already had Andrew Miller, so that bullpen immediately becomes a strength. We already knew the starting rotation was pretty strong coming in as well. I mean, they're five, if not six deep there, depending on who you talk to. So how could you not be excited about this season? This is about as great a roster as they've assembled probably in close to 20 years.
Yeah, I like this re-sign of Brandon Guyer, too. I mean, coming back to the team this year, he did some big things. And remember, he gets on base first before the Rajay Davis home run there against Chapman in the Game 7 of the World Series. So big things coming ahead. Like you said, the starting rotation, they stay healthy. There's no reason to think this team can't do amazing things. Hopefully they can stay healthy this year.
Right. And it's good when you have a team like this. Anybody you bring in is not burdened with carrying the team on their shoulder, which sometimes when you sign somebody for big money can kind of have a nil effect on them. But for this team, I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, and there are a lot of guys, I think, that can provide a veteran presence. They gave Mike Napoli a lot of the credit for that last year for kind of leading the charge and being the go-to guy in the clubhouse. Well, there are a lot of guys, I think, that certainly learned from that experience last year. You know, Encarnacion's not a spring chicken. I mean, he's in his mid-30s now, but that's also a guy that's been in a number of different clubhouses. He's interacted with guys from different walks of life, so he knows how to communicate. He knows how to adapt, I think. He'll take on some of that role. We talked a lot about the party at Napoli's last year. Maybe we'll hear more about the fiestas at Edwin's this coming season. So that started trending a couple days ago. I'm anxious to see if that's going to stick.
Yeah, I think you always worry when you lose a guy like Napoli, but I think that's where the youngster, or the guys like Kipnis have to step up and be the veteran in the clubhouse now. And I think, obviously, they went to it last year at that contract everyone had to sign before they could officially – unofficially play as a Cleveland Indian, do the air quotes here, but I think
and a Brouwer,
exactly. So we'll see how things go this year, but I'm excited. I think the veteran leadership comes in those young guys stepping up this time.
Matt Douglas, Andy Bulbarch here with us this morning. We're excited about the afternoon show, which will be getting underway in a number of days, in about a week and a half or so. They'll be hitting the airwaves for the first time, and hopefully you'll have a good run in the afternoon. And someday you'll – well, our name is – Craig, is our name up in lights, or is it just in our call
letters?
It just
letters? Says W-E-O-L, right. But in spirit you're there. All everyone right. knows. All it right. must be Craig and Bruce.
Well, that's because we have a crazy picture poster next to us as well. But – we're broadcasting live this morning from the North Ridgeville Dunkin' Donuts. This is the Spotlight from North Ridgeville, brought to you by North Coast Building Industries Association. The sky's starting to brighten this morning. Everyone's getting up going on a Monday, and we've got more coming up as we spotlight North Ridgeville here on AM 930 WEOL.